This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's bring in future Oriole, where he plays. We'll talk to this guy about that. He's on the Ackerman Security Hotline. He was in the Futures game with his new teammate, Yuzdel Diaz. He is Ryan Mountcastle. Ryan, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Bob. How you doing?
I can't complain, to be totally honest with you. Let's talk about your new teammate, though. You played with him in the Futures game over the weekend. He had a couple of home runs. Yuzdel Diaz, what were your impressions of watching him up close and personal?
Yeah, I mean, obviously left a good impression after only seeing him one time.
Right.
It's two home runs. I mean, can't do much better than that.
Now, he'll be coming to Bowie, it looks like, and he'll be a teammate of yours, so you guys will add nice, potent bat to your lineup. But let's talk about your season so far. You went deep last night, and I know you guys lost, and we had Gary Kendall on about a month or so ago, and he doesn't take kindly to losing, it seems, and you've had a disappointing year as a team. But for you individually, it's been quite nice coming back from an injury. So tell us what 2018 has been all about, and especially what was a wrist injury, if I'm not mistaken, or a hand. Explain how that was and why you are where you are today, raking.
Yeah, I mean, it was down in my first game down in minor league camp. I got hit by a pitch right on my fifth metacarpal bone or whatever, and had a hairline fracture, so that had me out for about 6 to 8 weeks, whatever it was, and it sucked, man. It wasn't fun, but, you know, I had the guys down in Sarasota get me right, and I can't thank them enough, and, you know, I'm just feel like I feel good right now. I'm healthy, and I'm swinging the bat pretty well.
And was the timing of it even worse because you were with the big club down in Sarasota, and then at first game back, you get plunked? I mean, did you get into the why me's and this, that, and the other thing that sometimes happen to people?
Yeah, I mean, it was just unfortunate. I mean, how baseball is, it could have happened up there too. You never know.
Ryan Mountcastle joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney with you on this Total Request Thursday. All right, .318 batting average, but .366 on base percentage, and that's a high one for you. Talk about what you have done this year. I mean, you're not walking a ton, but you're getting on base a lot. Are you making more of a concentrated effort to be more selective at the plate? Because .366 is certainly something the Orioles would take in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the more bats I get, I feel like the more comfortable I get with the pitching, and you know, the more I'll lay off the bad stuff. So I feel like I'm seeing the ball pretty well, and getting on base is the key.
Drafted in 2015 by the Orioles, and as your career has progressed through Aberdeen, of course, Gulf Coast, now into Bowie, and eventually we think here in the Charm City, Baltimore. What has it been like, the progression as a player? And we'll get to you defensively, but offensively, is it easy as you thought it would be, or is it just kind of the offensive approach, how you've adjusted to each passing level?
Yeah, I mean, each level I felt like it's been just a little bit different in their own way. You know, double A, all these guys can throw their stuff for strikes, and you just got to get ready for, you know, wrinkles and hitters counts, you know, just stuff you're not expecting, but you got to wait back on and drive.
Now, defensively, you were drafted as a shortstop. You're playing third base right now. Tell us about that transition, and where do you see yourself as a defensive player? Where's the glove going to be best suited for Ryan Mountcastle in the future?
Yeah, I feel like my progressions at third base have been really good. I feel really confident over there right now. So, you know, third base is the spot for me, I think.
What's been the most difficult transition from short to third? Ball getting there quicker, throws? Explain exactly what was the toughest thing to deal with and what you're now most comfortable with.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be the ball getting there quicker. You know, it's all about footwork, you know, first step quickness and, you know, using drop steps, stuff like that. But, you know, usually you got a little bit more time to throw because the ball's getting on you faster. But besides that, That's about it.
Tell us about the arm strength. You got the throws to make every position there. Cannon arm, Ryan Mountcastle.
Yeah, it feels good. My arm feels good, and I'm making good throws on all the throws I need to make.
When the Orioles in the organization, Bowie, Frederick, whatever, when they're working on your footwork, for instance, is it an instinctive thing for you to just kind of get into old habits? How difficult is it to maintain and just to keep going back to the teaching that they're giving you, obviously for your own good?
Yeah, I mean, going from short to third, you can get squared up to every ball at short and just, pick your own hop, where at third base you almost have to make your own hop, if that makes any sense, where you got to use a drop step or take a step in, whatever it is, to get a better hop than an in-between one.
What do you envision your power potential being as you keep – you're only 21 years old. What the ceiling for you think, in regards to home runs? You got 10 now. You hit 18 a couple of years ago, or last year rather. So are you a 25, 30 kind of guy, or are you just, hey, if it goes over the fence, I'm cool with whatever happens here?
Yeah. As long as, if it goes over the fence, cool. But, whatever I need to help the team win, that's all that matters.
Ryan Mountcastle, Bowie Bay Sox. What is your personal ETA to get to Baltimore here? And you, as you realize, and as you've seen, Orioles kind of in a transition here. Manny's now in L.A. Diaz, your new teammate, coming to town. What is your personal goal for getting to Baltimore?
I have no clue. Whenever they need me, man, just making it up to the big leagues has been a dream of mine my entire life. So whenever that day comes, if that day comes, I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be excited, and can't wait.
Ryan Mountcastle, Bowie Bay Sox. Ryan, we appreciate your time. Congratulations on the big season so far. We look forward to seeing you here in Baltimore sooner rather than later.
All right, thanks for having me, Bob.
You got it, bud. Ryan Mountcastle on the Ackerman Security Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.